Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Johanna Vitito of Washington about becoming first runner-up in the 2016 Miss Iowa pageant.
I competed for Miss Iowa. I got a local title back last August. It was my second year competing, so my first year I only had about a month and a half to prepare, so I told myself going in this year that I wanted an early title, so I got my title in August and prepared and prepped myself as best as I could going into last weekend in hopes to win. And I went in very confident, and I didn't know I was going to win, but I knew that I could. And it just the cards just weren't dealt in my favor, and that's okay. I was first runner-up, and I went home with a lot of awards, so I have a lot to be proud of, I guess.
Yeah, congratulations. Do you hope to go back next year?
I've been asked that quite a bit, as I was first runner-up, but my answer every time is I'm not going to make any rational decisions yet. You know, I put a lot into it, so to think to do all of that again just kind of seems overwhelming, but I feel like I'll regret it if I don't. So as of right now, I'm not for sure if I'm going to or not.
And what is your favorite part of taking part in something like this?
I've gotten a lot out of this. The biggest thing that I've gotten out of it is just believing in myself and knowing that I can accomplish goals and anything that I set my mind to, I can do it. Self-confidence is another thing that I've really gotten a lot out of this organization. Scholarship money, but my favorite thing that I've gotten out of it is the friendships. I've made some of the best friends. My roommate from last year and my roommate from this year, I know will be my friends until who knows how long. It's incredible the friendships that you make and how much you get out of the organization when a lot of times people don't see that behind the scenes stuff.
And for people who aren't familiar with the Miss Iowa program, can you walk us through what that includes, what kind of categories there are?
Yeah, so there's five phases of competition. The first phase is interview, so you have a 10-minute interview with the judges, only between you and the judges, the only people that see that. We have an on-stage question, and that is a question revolving around social issues or a controversial topic or current events. The next phase of competition is formal wear. The fourth one is lifestyle and fitness. And the last one is talent, and talent is worth the most amount of points.
And what did you do for your talent?
I clog danced. I was a clogger, and I danced to the song Good to Be Alive by Andy Grammer.
And talking about some of the awards that you won, can you share with our listeners what those are and kind of what they mean?
Yeah, so the first award that I won was Lifestyle and Fitness Preliminary Winner. So on Thursday and Friday, we were split up between two groups, and we compete in all phases of competition. So the Lifestyle and Fitness, I won on Thursday night. On Friday night, I received the Miracle Maker Award. For each contestant is required to raise a minimum of $250 for the Children's Miracle Network. Some people don't realize that. So before you can even get on that stage, you have to raise that money for the Children's Miracle Network. Well, I received the Miracle Maker Award for raising the most money, and I raised $2,000 for the Children's Miracle Network. Come Saturday, the next award that I won was People's Choice Award, so the crowd was able to vote in the lobby who their favorite contestant was, so I was fortunate enough to receive that award from the audience. The next award that I received was the Miss America Community Service Award, and I wrote an essay explaining to them everything that I've done for the Children's Miracle Network and why I was, worthy of their $1,000 scholarship, and I did receive that from the Miss America program, and then I was also the first runner-up of the entire pageant.
And again, congratulations on all of those awards.
Thank you.
Somebody out there who might be considering doing a program like this, what would you say to them?
I would full on enforce it, encourage it as best as I could. When I was in high school, Mariah Carey was a Miss Iowa. And when she was Miss Iowa, she reached out to me, and I was very hesitant about the organization if I wanted to get involved with it, just because, a lot of times people don't see the positives that come out of a pageant. And I would encourage anybody who's thinking about it to jump over that line and definitely do it, because it came into my life at the perfect time, and it's given me so much, and I've gotten so much out of it, and I can't imagine what other girls would get out of it if they would take that leap, that you know, step of faith if they did it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Johanna Vitito, first runner-up of the 2016 Miss Iowa program. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.